So think about the biggest expenses you face in your business,
Yeah.
or, you know, even just in your personal career.
Right.
You probably immediately picture things like rent, payroll, maybe inventory, or those endless software subscriptions.
Oh, yeah, the subscriptions really add up.
They do. But if you operate in a major international hub somewhere like Brussels, for example, your absolute highest cost is likely, well, entirely invisible.
Invisible, but very heavy.
Exactly. It's the hidden penalty of a misunderstood tax code. And I know for most of you listening right now, just hearing the phrase tax legislation probably triggers this like visceral reaction.
Yeah, it sounds like a literal cure for insomnia or
Yeah.
just pure dread.
Right. It's the ultimate anxiety of the unknown. We're sort of conditioned to view government bureaucracy, especially the European variety, as a trap.
Oh, absolutely. It
Yeah.
feels like this dense labyrinth of paperwork that's just, designed to trip up entrepreneurs and siphon away all their revenue.
But what if you could actually weaponize that exact labyrinth? Like, what if the sheer complexity of a national tax system wasn't a burden, but a strategic business advantage?
A lever you could pull to outmaneuver the competition.
Exactly. A lever just waiting to be pulled.
Welcome to today's deep dive. We are exploring the operations, the underlying philosophy, and honestly, the highly unusual ecosystem of a modern European financial firm.
Yeah, they're called Finus Consult, based right in the heart of Belgium.
Right. And looking at the materials published by this firm, which is led by Administrator Raphael Perini, what really stands out isn't just the technical accounting stuff.
No, it's much bigger than that.
It really is. It's how they've architected this entire infrastructure to serve a very specific, highly diverse, multilingual clientele.
We're talking about local startups, freelancers, nonprofits, and this massive base of expatriates trying to do business across borders.
Yeah, they're essentially proving that modern financial services have to evolve, way past just balancing the books at the end of the fiscal year.
Oh, for sure. But before we get into their actual technical services, I think we need to unpack the core philosophy that's really driving this whole operation.
Right, because right out of the gate, Finus Consult makes this genuinely bold claim.
Yeah, they state it so categorically. They say optimized taxation is an investment, not a cost.
Which is a huge paradigm shift, right? For most entrepreneurs, the default mindset is that a tax bill is just a pure loss.
Yeah, it's just capital exiting your company permanently.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Finus Consult argues the exact opposite. They operate on the premise that every single euro you save through intelligent, proactive structuring.
Is capital that gets immediately injected back into your business's growth engine.
Right.
But I have to push back on that logic a little bit, though, because, I mean, a tax bill is literally a cost. You are legally required to hand over a percentage of your revenue to the government.
True.
So you can't just rebrand losing money as an investment to make it sound better, right? Like, how does the math actually justify that claim?
Well, so the investment isn't the tax itself. The investment is the optimization strategy.
Okay, walk me through that.
Let's look at the mathematical reality of what they call standard solutions.
Yeah.
If you take a one-size-fits-all approach to your accounting,
Like just filing the basic paperwork at the end of the year.
right, if you do that, you might just default into a tax bracket or a corporate structure that costs you, say, 40% of your revenue.
Ouch. Yeah.
But if you invest in a customized strategy, one tailored to your exact operational ambitions, you might utilize legal allowances that drop that effective rate down to 25%.
Oh, wow. So that 15% differential.
That's pure liquid capital. By rejecting those standard solutions, they're essentially manufacturing working capital out of thin air.
That's wild.
And they are so confident in this mechanism that they offer a free first consultation, specifically just to prove to a client how they can turn their tax burden into a tangible asset.
See, that drastically redefines the role of an accountant for me. Because traditional accounting is essentially like driving while staring exclusively at the rearview mirror.
That's a great way to put it.
Right. Your CPA is basically just a historian of your money. They hand you a report in April detailing where you've been and what you already spent.
Yeah, here's the autopsy on your finances.
Exactly. But Finus Consult's proactive approach is much more like a GPS. They're plotting the fastest, most tax-efficient route forward before you even put the car in drive.
And consider how that changes the whole dynamic between a business owner and their advisor.
How so?
Well, if your accountant is just a historian, you only talk to them once a year, right? You hand over a shoebox of receipts, they do the math, tell you what you owe.
Yeah, that's the standard routine for most people.
But if they're acting as a GPS, the communication has to be continuous. You have to consult them before you hire a new employee.
Right, or before you purchase real estate.
Exactly, or before you expand into a neighboring country. The tax implications of those specific actions totally dictate the route you take.
But, okay, to operate as a financial GPS in a landscape as notoriously complex as Belgium, you'd need a highly accurate map and, like, some serious legal armor.
Oh, without a doubt.
Because if you give bad directions, the business drives straight off a cliff.
Yeah, it's game over.
Which brings us to the credentials shielding this entire operation. Finest Consult is certified by the ITA. That's the Institute for Tax Advisors and Accountants.
Right.
And looking at this certification, it strikes me as less of a nice diploma on the wall and more of an actual legal shield. I mean, if the tax code is mutating as fast as we know it does, an uncertified accountant is basically practicing medicine without a license, right?
That is a very accurate comparison, actually. The ITA certification is a fundamental guarantee of security for the client.
What does it actually mandate, though?
Well, primarily, it mandates a continuously updated mastery of both Belgian and European Union tax legislation.
So they have to stay current.
Exactly. It also enforces strict ethical and professional protocols, and it requires comprehensive professional insurance.
Oh, so if the advisor makes a structural error, the client is protected.
Yes. And crucially, ITAA certification grants the firm priority access to regulatory updates, so they are aware of legislative shifts before those shifts ever catch their clients off guard.
Which they absolutely need, because the Belgian tax system appears to be constructed entirely out of acronyms.
Oh my gosh, yes. The alphabet soup.
It's dizzying. You have VAT declarations, InterVAT, Intrastat, ISOC, which is corporate tax, IPP for personal income tax, INR for non-resident tax, and IPM for legal entities tax.
A lot to keep track of.
It really is. I look at this alphabet soup and I just think the goal is surviving the paperwork. Yep. But based on their philosophy, I'm assuming these acronyms are actually the hidden levers where those savings are buried.
They are the exact levers. We tend to look at bureaucracy as this huge obstacle, but bureaucracy is intentionally complex to account for nuance. And within that complexity are the structural optimizations that the average person just cannot see. Take ISOC, the corporate tax, versus IPP, the personal income tax.
Okay.
A proactive advisor doesn't just file these two separate forms in a vacuum. They look at the interplay between them.
How do you mean?
Well, they optimize how you pay yourself as a company director. They balance salary, dividends, maybe benefits in kind, to legally shift money from the high tax environment of the IPP.
Into the potentially more favorable environment of the ISO.
Precisely.
Wow. Or, like, take Intrastat and InterVAT. Those aren't just redundant forms. They are tracking cross-border European trade.
Yes, very strictly tracking it.
So if you're shipping goods from, say, Brussels to Paris, and you don't pull those specific levers correctly, you aren't just paying too much tax, you are triggering immediate federal fines.
Yeah, the penalties can be severe. And that reality is exactly why Finest Consult doesn't just act as a filing service. They explicitly highlight their role in defense and assistance during tax audits.
Oh, so they actually fight for you.
Yeah, they handle appeals, rebates, claims. When you're utilizing an alphabet soup of tax laws to optimize your revenue, you are staking a very specific legal claim on your finances.
Right, you're building a highly complex structure.
Exactly. And you need a certified partner who can actively defend the architecture of that claim when the authorities inevitably come to audit it.
Man, navigating that kind of aggressive structural optimization and surviving an audit, that's a high wire act for a local citizen.
He really is.
But imagine doing all of that in a foreign country, operating under a legal framework you didn't even grow up with, which fundamentally changes who Finest Consult is really built for.
Yes, the expat factor is huge here.
Right, because trying to understand a new country's tax system isn't just like learning a new language. I feel like it's more like trying to rewrite complex software code.
Oh, totally.
If you make one tiny syntax error, you don't just misspell a word, you crash the entire program and trigger an audit.
And Brussels is the ultimate testing ground for that exact scenario. As the de facto capital of the European Union, it absorbs this massive continuous influx of international professionals.
Right, tons of entrepreneurs and expatriates moving in and out constantly.
Exactly. And Finest Consult built its operational infrastructure to capture this specific demographic. They function fluently in French, English, and Italian.
Then looking at the source material, they specifically target Italian citizens residing in Belgium, right?
Yeah, they help them bridge their home country's expectations with the actual Belgian reality.
Which is so needed, because the materials show they're handling a massive variety of corporate structures for these expats.
It's not just one type of business.
Right. They cater to individual professionals, SMEs, which, by the way, are categorized as PMEs in the Francophone business world startups, freelancers, foreign executives, and ASBLs, which are nonprofit organizations.
They cover all the bases.
They even publish a dedicated guide for this demographic titled Brussels Beyond the Clichés, The Guide of the Expat and the Entrepreneur.
And the reason that specific demographic really needs a dedicated guide and a highly specialized firm is because of unique traps, like the INR, the non-resident taxation.
How does that trap work?
Well, say you're an expat living in Brussels, but your company is incorporated elsewhere. Or maybe you have income generating in two different countries.
Okay, yeah, that happens all the time.
Right. If that's the case, you are at an extremely high risk of double taxation if you don't structure it perfectly.
Yeah.
Finest Consult also operates as a social secretariat for company directors.
Meaning what, exactly?
Meaning they manage the withholding taxes and tax slips. Now, to a local, that's just routine paperwork. But to a foreign executive, mismanaging withholding taxes across borders, that is a fast track to devastating financial penalties.
Which makes sense why the firm makes such a major promise on their website that clients can communicate in their mother tongue.
It's a huge selling point.
But, you know, let's play devil's advocate here. We live in an era of instant translation apps. You can just run any Belgian tax document through Google Translate and get the gist of it. So why is it so critical for an expat entrepreneur to have their advisor natively speak their language rather than just relying on a rough digital summary?
Because financial translation isn't about converting vocabulary?
No.
No, it is about translating legal context.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. A direct, literal translation of a Belgian corporate liability clause might sound identical to a clause in Italian law.
Right. The words map perfectly.
Exactly. But the actual legal precedent in a Brussels courtroom could be entirely different from how a court in Rome would interpret it.
So a literal translation actually misleads you.
Precisely. If you misunderstand a nuance in a legal entity's tax like the IPM, just because it doesn't have a direct equivalent in your home country, a translation app isn't going to warn you about that structural difference.
It'll just confidently give you the wrong context.
Exactly. Having an advisor who speaks your native language means they are explaining the implications of the law. They're ensuring you have genuine, informed consent over your own business strategy.
But surviving that language barrier and, you know, keeping the government off your back, that only keeps the business alive.
Right. It's just survival.
It doesn't actually grow the revenue. Which leads us to probably the most surprising aspect of this firm. When you look at how Finest Consult delivers its services mechanically, they break pretty much every traditional rule of the accounting industry.
They really do.
I mean, you do not expect a deeply technical tax firm focused on European cross-border audits to offer in-house digital marketing, let alone business plan creation, subsidy research, and company valuation.
It completely shatters the preconceived silo of the quote-unquote accountant. We're so conditioned to think of business services as isolated departments.
Yeah. The CPA does the math, the agency does the marketing, the lawyer does the contracts.
Right, but Finest Consult is collapsing those silos to act as a central nervous system for the business.
Let's walk through how that actually functions in the real world. Imagine you are that expat entrepreneur and you're trying to launch a tech startup in Brussels.
Okay, classic scenario.
And you want to apply for a specialized regional business subsidy to get your funding off the ground.
Right. And in places like Brussels or Wallonia, government subsidies are rarely just handed out for having a good idea.
Yeah, they want proof.
Exactly. The government requires a comprehensive business plan. That includes a viable go-to-market strategy and very often, a proven plan for digital transformation.
So if your tax advisor is only equipped to run the financial projections, you hit a wall.
A massive wall. You then have to go out and hire an external marketing agency just to build the digital strategy. Then you try to force the agency and the accountant to communicate.
Which never goes smoothly.
Never. And you just have to hope the final application makes sense to the grant committee.
But by offering digital marketing and business plan creation under the exact same roof as the tax optimization, Finest Consult ensures that the financial strategy and the growth strategy are flawlessly aligned from day one.
It's all integrated.
And for the elements they don't do in-house, they maintain this curated professional network, instantly connecting clients to lawyers, notaries, HR consultants, and sector experts.
They aren't just filing taxes, they're actively engineering the business.
Which brings us to how they interface with the client digitally, because executing that level of holistic business engineering requires technology that actually works for the client, not just for the firm's convenience.
Right.
They feature real-time reporting, strict GDPR compliance protocols, and they've even built a dedicated Finest Consult app so clients have immediate access to their financial GPS.
Yeah, the app is great, but honestly, the primary website itself is where this firm does something truly extraordinary.
Yes. Let's talk about the website.
It was developed by a company called OneTap, and it features just an unprecedented level of digital accessibility.
And we aren't just talking about, you know, a button to make the font size a little bigger.
No, not at all. This site has a dedicated ADHD mode.
Which is wild for an accounting firm.
It really is. It's a remarkable piece of digital empathy. When a user activates the ADHD mode, the website literally alters its own interface.
What does it actually do?
It masks distracting elements and creates a horizontal reading line that follows your cursor. So it actively helps a neurodivergent user track the dense financial text without losing focus.
That is so smart. And they also built in an epilepsy safe mode that immediately disables all flashing animations and neutralizes potentially triggering color combinations.
Yeah, they really thought of everything.
There's a blindness mode that optimizes the code for screen readers, a visually impaired mode to enhance contrast and saturation, plus a module that translates the entire site into over 40 different languages.
It's incredibly robust.
But it begs the question, why? Why would a highly technical PACS firm invest so heavily in things like ADHD reading lines and epilepsy safeguards? Like, what does that signal about modern professional services?
I think it signals a profound understanding of cognitive load. Just think about the psychological state of the user arriving at that website.
Okay, yeah. They're likely an expat.
Right. They're an expat. They're probably stressed about complex, multi-jurisdictional taxes. They're trying to navigate a foreign bureaucracy, maybe hoping to secure funding for a startup.
Their cognitive load is already maxed out.
Exactly. So if they hit a website that is visually chaotic and just filled with dense jargon, they will just bounce. They'll leave.
It's a massive barrier to entry for financial literacy.
Exactly. By providing a platform that proactively reduces sensory overload and adapts to highly specific neurodivergent and linguistic needs, Finest Consult is sending a very powerful psychological message long before they even have a consultation.
They're proving their core philosophy.
Right. They're saying, we do not use standard solutions. We see the specific human needs of the person on the other side of the screen, and we adapt our infrastructure to meet you where you are.
I love that. So bringing all of this together, what have we really uncovered in this dive? We started with the universal dread of receiving that official tax envelope in the mail.
The worst feeling.
The absolute worst. But looking at the ecosystem Finest Consult has built in Brussels, the ultimate takeaway is that navigating bureaucracy should never be a solitary struggle. The rules are too complex and the penalties are just too high.
Yeah. The source material provides a really clear blueprint for modern entrepreneurial survival. Finding a certified partner, someone anchored by the ethics, the insurance, and the continuous updates of an institution like the ITAA, that's your baseline defense.
Right.
But the real competitive advantage unlocks when that partner stops acting like a historian of your money. When they approach your finances proactively, when they speak your cultural language, and when they integrate modern technology to engineer your business as a whole.
They turn a legal obligation into a genuine growth engine. You are no longer just paying a bill, you're plotting a strategic course.
Exactly.
And that leaves us with a fascinating idea for you to walk away with today. If a highly technical accounting firm in Brussels is intentionally adapting its digital presence to accommodate neurodivergent clients while simultaneously defending multi-jurisdictional EU tax audits, take a hard look at your own world.
Yeah, it's a great mirror to hold up.
How might the professional services you rely on or the services you provide in your own career need to evolve? Are you treating your clients and your own business as complete, complex human systems? Or just as account numbers waiting for a standard solution?
Something to really mull over.
Definitely. Think about that the next time you're staring down a bureaucratic labyrinth. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you on the next one.